about the floor. It was off at eBay. Oh, yeah, floors are great. They're awesome. The parquet plywood they put over the rotten floor was great. The floor was awful.
Yeah, you always got to be suspect. Yeah, yeah. Typical, right?
Oh, yeah.
But this way you get to put it back the way you like it, and you know what's there.
Absolutely. It'll be wonderful when I'm done.
So I take it you're in
and
the...
And a lot of fun along the way.
You're in the 97 right now then, right?
Actually, no. I just flew down for a couple of days. I'm working with another guy to teach a wine and beer making class here tomorrow.
Oh, wow. How fun.
So, unfortunately, I'm still working. I'm not in the retirement mode yet. So I had to work yesterday, and I've got to work Saturday. So I just bopped down for this, and I'll head back out tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, I hear you. But it sounds like a good place to be tonight. Got a lot of
oh,
fun
fantastic.
People there.
Wouldn't be anywhere else.
You know, and what inspiration to get besides walking around seeing all these old trailers and go back and get yours fixed up with some good ideas.
Oh, it's awesome. I mean, having the 70 lets me join the VAC, and it's just been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. So have you been to any other rallies with your 97?
We have. We've done a couple of Aluma Fluses, probably three of them. We were at Aluma Flamingo last year. We're in the Southeast Camping Unit, so we're all over the Southeast, as the name implies, and just having a great time with the trailer.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear it. Well, thanks for talking with me, Craig, and wish you luck on your restoration.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'll pass you back to Colin.
All righty.
Good day, sir.
Yeah. So he's just finishing getting the shell back on, it sounds like.
Yep. This is the second one. He's got a 34-foot. And
Craig, what's your second one?
The 1970 Overlander International.
There you go. There you go, 27-foot. So it's a little bit smaller than the other one.
You mean the
but
one?
Hey, that's okay.
The one he's restoring?
Yeah, yeah. We're actually doing a couple of those in the shop right now. Finished one rotisserie job, and they're actually putting interior stuff back in now on the way, but insulation, wiring, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah. It's just funny because he bought it from somebody who said, oh, yeah, the floor is in great shape, and, stepped right through it, but that's what we talked about. We've been talking about that for 10 years.
That's right. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
But you know it doesn't stop him from getting it and restoring it.
No. Well.
That's what it's about.
Okay.
All right.
So you speak to Deerwood.
Deerwood?
Deerwood. No?
Hello?
Okay, it's Tim.
Tim.
Hello?
I'm Tim. Who is this?
Libby. You remember me? Deal with Libby?
What's your name?
You don't remember me. Deal with Libby.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Yes, you do. You forgot.
If I go back and listen to the old show, I'd probably know, wouldn't I?
I had 1970 Airstream.
All right.
That you worked on.
That I worked on?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right. You don't know?
So you have you have a 70?
Okay. We'll pass you over to Lucius then. How's that?
I don't know what's going on. You guys are having too much fun.
Hey, Tim, it's Lucius Herman.
Lucius? How are you, Lucius?
I'm doing well. We've never had a chance to meet in person, but I did talk to you a couple of years ago when I was up at Aluma Palooza with my wife.
Oh, okay, good. So, you're at the Flamingo this time, I see.
Yeah, this is our second time here. We enjoyed it last year, and last year we helped on the parking crew, and this year we decided to do that again, along with some other things we volunteered for. So, yeah, we've had a lot of fun this week.
What Airstream do you have?
My wife and I have a 29-foot Classic. It's a 1992.
Oh, okay.
So it's not quite vintage, but, you know, as Colin says, it's just an old trailer.
Well, you know what? I'll let you in on a secret. You wait long enough, they'll all be vintage.
Exactly. Yeah, we've got a couple more years, and we'll be there.
You have a 1992 pre-vintage trailer, and I'm sure it's really nice.